بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن سب الريح وبيان ما يقال إن لهبوبها. There is the next chapter that when the wind blows, and that is normal weather conditions, whenever very hot, very cold, or the wind blows strongly, etc., and also the explanation that what should a person say at that time. Unfortunately, we swear the weather also, this hot weather, or the cold weather, or the wind that is blowing, or the rain that is coming down continuously, or no rain, etc. All this is from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah in His complete wisdom knows how much rain to send, when to send, how strong the wind must be sent, how nice and calmly it must be sent. So we should never ever swear the weather or curse the weather or anything that it's so, and we use the B word, cold or so hot or something. This is just like those people who work on their cars or something, and something is not coming right, they swear the tools, etc. And they give very, very bad swears and curses. So this is not correct at all. An Abi al-Mundhir Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal. Hadrat Abu al-Mundhir Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la tasubbu al-rih, that do not swear, do not curse the wind, the weather conditions, etc. Because it is from Allah Ta'ala. And if we analyze it indirectly, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah, we are swearing Allah Ta'ala and we are cursing Allah Ta'ala. Because the weather conditions are not on their own. Sometimes we say this little rain, all it did is dirtied the cars, etc. Or we say the heavy rains and all the floods that came, etc. We shouldn't curse and swear it. That happened, had happened. If we discuss it, we discuss it. But to curse it and to swear it, we are taught, we will see what we should say in such times. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ مَا تَكْرَهُونَ فَقُولُوا. And then when you see something which is against your desires, against your nature, then what should you say? Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri hadhihi ar-rih wa khayri ma fiha wa khayri ma umirat bihi. That, oh Allah, we ask you the good of this wind, the good that is in it, and the good that it has been commanded by. In other words, that wind is not blowing on its own. So it's senseless swearing the wind. If a messenger of the court serves you what a warrant, now it's senseless swearing the messenger of the court. He hasn't done anything. It's from the court. It comes from there. Just like that, the wind, etc., all weather conditions are directly from Allah Ta'ala and fully under the control of Allah Ta'ala. So swearing them is na'uzubillah, tantamount to swearing Allah Ta'ala. So we as Muslims, and understanding this, we shouldn't, when it's very hot, how we carry on, when it's very cold, when it's raining too much, all these conditions, then we take effect of it and we just swear that weather condition. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ هَذِهِ الرِّيحِ وَشَرِّ مَا فِيهَا وَشَرِّ مَا أُمِرَتْ بِهِ. And oh Allah, I seek the protection from the harm of this wind, and the harm that is in it, and the harm that it is commanded by. Allah Ta'ala, as we will read in front, Allah sends the wind for various reasons. For example, Allah sends the wind on the people of Qawm and Aad, the Qawm of Aad and Thamud, and these Allah punish them with that. But those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah saved them from it. The families of the Anbiya, alayhimus salatu wassalam, who were obedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah took them out from there. Then on the evil people, the people who are causing harm to the animals also because of the evil actions, the people who are causing destruction on earth, for them to be destroyed, that is a good thing. Like a prisoner, everyone says he must get a death sentence. He must get life sentence. Now because he's a harm in society. So those people who are like that, Allah uses the weather conditions. Allah sent down a rain of stone on the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Ta'ala sent strong winds on the people of Ad and Thamud. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So we must ask for the good. Whenever we see it's about to rain clouds gather, immediately we should ask Allah, oh Allah, give us the good of it and save us from the harm that is in it. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying الريح من روح الله, that the wind is from the mercy of Allah تعالى, تأتي بالرحمة وتأتي بالعذاب, it comes with the mercy of Allah and also by the mercy of Allah it comes with عذاب. That is, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهَا فَلَا تَصُبُّوهَا. When you see the strong winds and all this weather conditions, extreme conditions, etc., do not swear them. For example, see how our elders, what their attitude was. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was going for Jummah, and anyone who knows the intense heat of UP in the summer season, so his close murids, etc., they put an umbrella over him. So he turned around and he asked, who put this umbrella? So the person who said, he said, I put it. He said, why? He says, from the heat, it's so hot. And he says, all these people around me wear umbrellas for them. I won't use an umbrella until everyone has an umbrella. So of course, they couldn't arrange for that. He said, you close that umbrella. So they accepted it like that, just like ordinary people. May Allah make us also like that and have those qualities. So when you see the strong winds, then ask Allah Ta'ala of the good that is in those winds. وَاسْتَعِيذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَرِّهَا, and seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala from the harm of that winds. It may be as a mercy of Allah Ta'ala to destroy people, to destroy the wrongdoers, the evil doers. Many times earthquakes come. Don't swear the earthquake. Volcanoes. Don't swear the volcano. It is by the command of Allah. And Allah knows why He has sent it and where He has sent it, when He has sent it, to whom He has sent it. Allah's wisdom we can never ever fathom. It seems very hard. Like for example, a hardened criminal who is just murdering people, who is raping women, etc. He feels the law is too hard on me. That why must I be punished like this? But everyone in society says he deserves the worst punishment. So that punishment, though he is feeling it bad, but it is good generally for everyone that now he's behind bars or he gets the death penalty. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أصفت الريح قال, when the wind used to grow strong, then نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما فيها وخير ما أرسلت به. Oh Allah, I ask you of the good of this wind, the good which is in it, and the good by which it was sent. Also in other narrations it came, whenever the wind would blow a little strong, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hasten to the masjid and would make dua to Allah Ta'ala, namaz and dua, because all conditions are from there. We should also ask ourselves, when it rains very hard and continuously and we fear harm, how many of us will turn to Allah to make dua? Otherwise, if we don't, we're not geared up like that, we start swearing the rain. We say, this rain now, it's about time it stopped, and we use bad swear words in between. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهَا وَشَرِّ مَا فِيهَا وَشَرِّ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ بِهِ. And oh Allah, I seek your protection from the harm of it, the harm that is in it, and the harm with which it has been sent. The blowing of the wind is a mercy and bounty of Allah Ta'ala, because it brings clouds of rain and it enables ships to sail on the oceans. For these reasons, a believer should not curse it or speak evil of it. He should rather make dua to Allah Ta'ala to bring goodness with it. At times, Allah Ta'ala utilizes the wind to punish those who are transgressors and sinners, such as the nation of Ad. However, the ulama have mentioned that this is also a bounty. because it purifies the earth of sinners without harming those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, we should not curse the weather conditions, the wind, etc. Allah Ta'ala, it's from Allah, and Allah Ta'ala sends it. We are weak, we don't seem to understand. Our wisdom is, we submit to what Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. One should never curse the creations of Allah Ta'ala, because they are all subservient to His will. A believer should focus towards Allah Ta'ala in supplication when we're witnessing any difficulty or calamity. When we also face any harm, difficulty, turn to Allah Ta'ala. That don't, for example, Allah save us all, accident takes place, we start fighting with the other driver. You did this, you did that. It is all ordained by Allah. Turn to Allah, ask for sabr, and ask for the correct line of action to be taken at that time. Don't just start cursing, fighting, swearing. Unfortunately, small things in the house also, we start fighting with the wife, we swear her, she swears us, it starts fighting with us. It is all some guna of ours that brought this situation. And we have to make tawbah, and we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala uses His natural elements and creation for the harm of or benefit of humanity. And in all that is wisdom generally for all. In one ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And the armies of Allah Ta'ala, nobody knows besides Allah Ta'ala. What Allah uses, in which way. Allah can cause you harm with one fly, with one mosquito. Allah Ta'ala can send a bees to, and you, a swarm of bees, and they can sting you. It's all from Allah Ta'ala, and there is definitely a reason behind it all. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand and turn to Allah in all circumstances.